Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. So you guys know I normally do my little mini updates. So if you guys haven't keeping up with me on Instagram, which if I may say so myself, my feed has been really, really beautiful and interesting and tropical. So I'm officially back from my vacation and I do have a bit of a raspier voice, more hoarse voice. If you can tell the difference in this episode, but I had such an amazing time. I was in St. Thomas. I went to St. John, which is such a beautiful island in St. Thomas. So that was the U.S. Virgin Islands that I was in, and it was just so beautiful. The water, like every single part of that country, I don't really know what to refer to it as, is just so picturesque and beautiful. And I really, really enjoyed myself a lot. And honestly, being there also made me just really feel extra grateful being that, you know, being that I'm home now and just realizing, you know, the resources and things like that I have, like here living in, you know, New York or even just the States. And it's just so interesting because when you visit other places, you know, yes, it's different, it's beautiful, but then you also see people like, or you see how that, you know, country or state operates, and there's such a clear demarcation between, you know, people that have, you know, more wealth and resources and people that don't. There's like no, you know, in between. Basically, what I'm trying to say is like there's no middle class, it seems, from being an outsider in that territory. And coming back home just made me realize, like, wow, I'm just so grateful to be able to, you know, have these experiences. And it's so crazy to me how that from where I live, St. Thomas, is only like 3 hours, maybe just shy of 4 hours away from me. And it's so interesting how many people in other areas, countries and states alike, that have never been to New York. Like, can you imagine having a flight, like being a flight away from something? And I'm not talking about traveling cross country either. Like, I'm talking about traveling the distance of like 4 hours and under, and you haven't been, you know, someplace that's 4 hours away from you. Like, it's some, you know, simple things like that that make me realize, like, wow, like I'm truly blessed and grateful that I have the ability to be able to just leave where I am, and 4 hours away, I have the resources and things to just go and visit another country. But depending on the financial status of any individual and also where they are living, they may not even have that same luxury. I remember one time I met someone in like Philadelphia or something, and they've never been to New York. And I was just like, wait, how? Like, that's not even really that far. But you just, moments like that just make you realize, like, wow, how privileged, you know, and how we can easily take simple things for granted. And it was just really eye-opening for me, and it was so peaceful. I was telling one of my best friends, because I actually went there for my friends, two of them, it was their birthday and their twins. And I was telling one of my other friends who was in the house with us, like, wow, like, this is such a beautiful place, and everything is just so, you know, picturesque here. Like, we're definitely going to be back, you know, and just explore more of that area and things like that. Everything there closes at midnight because they have very, very strict COVID guidelines and things like that. You know, you have to get tested before you go. And interestingly enough, you're not considered vaccinated if you were not vaccinated specifically in that like country. They don't consider you to be vaccinated. So, and then as soon as we got off the plane, like you have to have like show this barcode that needs to be like the green color, and they have the US Army literally as you hit the tarmac checking for that like QR code that shows like you have clearance to enter into the, you know, the country or that part of the US territory. And it's just, I mean, it was pretty tedious to say the least, but the experience was just so amazing. And back to what I was saying, I was telling one of my friends, I'm like, You know how you go on vacation and you need a vacation from your vacation? I genuinely feel like I came back from this vacation and I don't feel like I need another vacation. Like, a lot of my friends are older than me a little bit. And it was just so nice and peaceful to just, you know, everything closes at midnight anyway. So we would just come back to the house and maybe some of us would stay up. I think the max I stayed up was like one time I stayed up till 5 because I like to just, I'm a super organized person and I wanted to unpack all of my things and like have everything set up, because I have a theory that when you unpack everything, you can actually pack even neater than when you came. And that way you see all of your things out instead of having them hidden in the suitcase and like living out of the suitcase. And it just makes it better for me knowing that I have like everything out so I can see what it is that I'm working with. And also I made sure that I washed every single item of clothing that I wore before I got back home. Yes, angels. This is a really good trick. Okay. It's not even a trick. It's a good hack that you can do if you're staying in an Airbnb and you are away. Okay. You can wash all of your stuff there so that when you come home, all you have to do is pack it away. You literally do not have to worry about coming home, unpacking, doing laundry, putting that away. All I literally had to do was unpack my things and literally hang them up. I washed every single thing. So that also made it easier for me and less intimidating to have to pack, because it's like, I already know everything I'm unpacking is all clean clothes. They're all clean clothing. It's not like I have to do all those other steps. So, hey, if you guys take anything from what I'm saying in this little update, I think it's very important to try and do your laundry at the Airbnb. Now, that was my little mini update. As for today, I really felt led to talk about, you know, now that Mercury retrograde is over, like recognizing toxicity and things like that within yourself. I know we always talk about, or I always talk about, you know, toxicity in other people and things like that, but we don't really shift the conversation a lot of the time to ourselves, because it's difficult to be objective when it is you. And it's just, of course, it's not an easy thing to do. So it's very important to recognize your own toxic traits and the things about yourself that maybe you may overlook, and being open and receptive when you're hearing them back. Okay. Like, there's a difference between like someone being super critical versus someone that is saying something constructive to actually help you and you taking offense from that. There's a huge difference with that. So I want to kind of open up the conversation to talk about toxicity within, you know, all of us. Like, how do we recognize that? And what should we do as it pertains to, you know, dealing with those things? Now, you guys know, first and foremost, I am a huge advocate of mental health and, you know, having, you know, seeking therapy and having a therapist and things like that, which I've been very candid and transparent about the fact that I do have a therapist and I love to externally process and things like that, because it's really nice to have an objective and professional opinion, because sometimes our friends can't always be our sounding boards and they may not be, you know, they may not have the best advice themselves. And maybe they're so close to us sometimes that it gets difficult for them to be objective because they're too close to us. So it's nice to just have a professional, you know, opinion by someone that is completely unbiased. So that is number one for me. And one way I think we can recognize the toxicity in all of us is to just view our relationships, right? Once you view your relationships, then I want you to assess the patterns that you're noticing. So if you were someone that, let's say in your friendships, you notice that drama seems to always follow you, and you say like, oh, I do nothing to warrant this, but people are always just telling me this. And then I don't know, like, you know, I say my opinion and then they twist and turn what I say. You can easily look at it like that, or you can think of it like this. If someone is going to come to you, because that's a toxic thing too, right? Where we all have encountered somebody that they always have something to say about something. They always have the gossip, the this, the that. And like, the older and, you know, more aware that you become, that type of, you know, those type of frivolous conversations are not like stimulating or anything, because the nature of them is just messy and pointless almost. It's like when you have serious things going on, the older that you get, you have, you know, you can have health concerns, you can have career changes or concerns and children and things like that. And the last thing you care about is whose hair is real, whose shoes are fake, and who's living with who, and who, all these different things. They just don't matter. They really don't matter. And at the end of the day, people that are super opinionated and things like that usually are very bored people. People that are constantly drawn to negativity are very, very bored people. And so they are, you know, outsourcing that drama because they're not self-aware, and they're outsourcing that in other people, right? Or if you are someone that recognizes a pattern in your romantic dynamics where it's like, oh, I keep on attracting guys that, you know, make me feel very insecure about my body or something like that. Like, I do believe that life does show us sometimes mirrors of things that we need to work on. And so they do trigger us in a certain way, even if, let's say, it's a circumstance that I was talking about before of you, you know, being friends with people like that make you like always put you in positions where you always feel like you are saying your opinion and then your words are being twisted, then that could simply mean, hey, pay attention to, you know, people around you. This person may or may not be your real friend, and maybe they're always searching for ways to kind of throw you into drama and things like that. It varies, you know, depending on the person and the situation, but that could be a lesson as well. Instead of feeling like, you know, a victim, like, ah, this always happens to me. Because whenever you have that sort of mindset of, this always happens to me, that's a victim mindset. And it makes it seem like you have zero control over who you engage with and what you say. Of course, we cannot control what other people are saying about us and sometimes even to us, but we can control our reactions to those things, and we can control who has access to us, no matter how difficult of an idea that it may seem that, hey, like, we do have the complete power and choice power to just stop engaging with certain people. Do you understand what I'm saying? I remember there was this guy that I was, that I met like very, very briefly. It was nothing. And he was a bit younger than me, which I never do. And that little baby situation kind of confirmed why I wouldn't really do that. That's not suitable for me to, you know, engage with someone younger than me. And I am a very, very communicative person. I'm not a flawless person. Again, I'm a communicative person. So that was also my major. That's what I have a bachelor's degree in. And I do make it a daily practice of mine to always articulate myself in a way where I feel like other people are understanding what I'm saying. Doesn't always mean that it goes according to plan, but I always try my best to always come from that perspective. And I also try my best all the time to make sure that I'm understanding what other people are saying. So I was just talking to this individual, and like out of nowhere, I kid you not, like we were only talking for like a week or two, and he made a comment in reference to, I think I've mentioned this before, a place to go to, but I don't live in that area. So I didn't know he was referencing an actual food place. So fast forward, there was no communication between him and I for about 4 days, because at the time when he made that comment, he was out with his friends and things like that. And I was thinking, I guess from an adult perspective, hey, let me let him go have fun with his friends and we'll touch base, you know, at the beginning of the week. I thought nothing of it. That person clearly was upset for whatever reason, I guess, not communicating. And when I reached out to that person, because I made a vow to myself, you know what? I'm going to say things that I feel really healing my throat chakra, no matter what. I don't care how it looks to whoever. I'm not going to go typing an essay, but I'm going to reach out and say my point. So when I reached out, I said, hey, is everything okay? How are you feeling? Because I don't know what to expect. And the individual was like very obviously giving me an attitude, and I was very just confused, and it felt intuitively to me like he was trying to punish me for something. I wasn't sure what it was, or if it was just the area in his life. I don't know what it was, you know, because there's no way that someone can feel this, you know, level of emotion towards someone that they just met. Like, it just, it was, the punishment did not fit, you know, the crime, I guess I could say, for lack of a better term. And then I ended up speaking to the individual on the phone, and the individual was acting very sketchy and just weird. And then in the middle of the conversation, Angels, wait, hold on. The middle of the conversation, just like I'm having with you guys, the phone hangs up. So I'm thinking, oh, whoops, I guess the phone hung up or whatever. That is how like abrupt that it was. I did not even realize this individual hung up on me. I was just thinking, oh, the phone must have gotten disconnected because I was having a casual conversation. There was no heated debate, heated argument, absolutely nothing. It was just a casual conversation, which I was kind of holding the weight of the conversation, it seemed, because it didn't really seem like the individual wanted to even speak with me, even though they answered the phone. So when I called back, I waited a couple minutes to call back. And that's when I realized, like, oh, okay, it clicked in my head. Okay, this individual hung up on me. So then what I did was I just said, listen, if you did not want to speak, just simply say that. And then I just blocked the person's number, because to me, that is childish. You know, that's a toxic trait that I feel like that individual has to work on. And I even told that individual in the beginning, I'm like, hey, if there's an issue, you need to voice that. If there's a communication problem, I would appreciate it if you voice that. And that individual was saying, oh, he was just trolling. It's not a term that we should even be using, having a serious conversation, but sure. And he's going to be hard on me because he doesn't know what type of female. That was the verbiage he used, female. And I said, okay, I've never dealt with this before. Like, I'm not dealing with this now, like at this, you know, big age. This is honestly like ridiculous. So I'm just like, okay, this is like, I'm not even going to pay attention to this. Like, in my head, I felt at peace because I said exactly how I felt. I said, if you didn't want to talk, you didn't have to say anything. Left it as that. I was not thinking about this individual. Fast forward a month later, this individual pops up in my Instagram DMs. I don't even know how this person found my Instagram. Genuinely, I never gave this person my social media. I did not tell this person what I did for a living. Like, I genuinely, I have no idea, you know, how this even happened. And he proceeds to DM me saying, like, I guess trying to also be funny, like, excuse me, like, I haven't heard from you, da da da. That narrative already like irritated me, because I'm thinking, okay, so now you were wrong for what you did. Honestly, I don't care how you want to flip it. You were wrong for whatever transpired. And I was thinking, I should not be having an issue or debate with somebody that I've only met like twice and only, you know, like was, I guess, talking to for like 2 weeks, which is 14 days. Like, I'm not having this like heavy of a conversation. And I just said, like, listen, I don't really care what you have to say, because at the end of the day, your delayed reactions and everything, to me, is just all like BS. And then that individual proceeded to say, well, if this is how if you can't handle being hung up on, then like, what are you going to do when you get into an argument? Like, clearly this is someone that is used to this type of behavioral pattern. I don't really feel the need to engage, let alone 30 days later. So it's not really of interest to me to bring me back to that place when I have not given it another thought since I stopped communicating with that individual. So I call these types of people Johnny come latelys. And he was telling me, you know, just because I didn't respond and I couldn't give you answers to things you wanted to know doesn't mean that I was being toxic. And I said, no, it absolutely does, because it's one thing for you to verbalize to me, hey, I don't know what's going on. I'm not having, you know, a good day, or something just happened. I'm just going to need some time. You don't have to tell me the details of what happened. You don't have to do all those things. You don't even have to have answers. Hey, I'm just not really in the right mind frame. I don't really know what's going on. Just give me time, for whatever reason. That would have been weird already too, to me, but I would have been like, okay, like, he has something going on. But the way and how, the manner and how it was handled, the hanging up, the disappearing completely, which is ghosting, and then popping up out of nowhere and trying to turn it into like
it being somehow my fault or whatever the case is, unacceptable, unreal, also not going to happen. So that was a toxic trait I feel like that person had. And that's clearly the dynamic that they're used to because they think that that's okay. And when you work on yourself and you become super self-aware, okay, you really do reflect on your own behavioral traits and areas of improvement that are crucial for your mental and emotional development, okay? So we all need to take this time for ourselves. We all need to reflect on things. We all need to do those things. Otherwise, we're going to keep on either becoming the people that hurt us, which is usually the case, okay? And we're not going to be able to identify the behaviors that we are, you know, contributing to, okay, that are warranting the certain things that are happening in our lives. There's power in understanding the patterns and what's going on in your life. There's power in true self-awareness. The worst type of individual is someone that thinks that they know everything, okay? And usually the people who think they know everything are people who actually think they know everything, if that makes sense to you guys. Those are the worst types of people. They think that they're super self-aware, but they're actually not. And that is just the most horrible thing. The people that are truly actually self-aware, I personally believe, to have the understanding that one of my favorite quotes, a wise man knows that he knows nothing. Okay. That's why I feel like I can come from a place of humility and always, you know, evolving and growing, and I'm a student of life because I understand that, of course, to someone it may seem like, oh my God, I know so much, and maybe I might in this area, but there's something in all of us that we may not know, and that's the beauty of people and life and learning about other people and their experiences and what shaped them and made them who they are. And I think that is just so important to recognize in others. And with that even being said, that brings me back to my point about recognizing the toxicity traits in ourselves, because a lot of people are just negative people. Do you have a negative outlook on life? Okay. If you are always approaching situations with a negative perspective, okay, it's actually a defense mechanism to prevent ourselves from, you know, chancing something or taking a risk, you know. However, this type of mentality can easily dictate, you know, your personality. And if you don't catch on to it or, you know, recognize it, it can really consume your life. Okay. Like, it takes on and transcends in ways that we may not even consider. Okay. Like, if you're friends with someone that is a stubborn optimist, which is what I guess I kind of consider myself, you know, being a negative person can be a deal breaker. And I absolutely do agree with this. Like, I consider myself to be a very positive person. And there's a balance with everything. Like, I know there's like a new term out here called like toxic positivity or whatever the case is. I don't really have an opinion on that. But it's, of course, who wants to be around someone that's like, oh man, yeah, well, you're always happy and you know, good for you. Like, wow, yeah, everything's going well for yourself. And it's like people can easily skew things to fit whatever narrative they want into their lives. People can hear the same information and process it so differently, depending on their own childhood traumas and things like that. You know, for instance, like the weatherman can say it's going to be 70 degrees outside and you wear a light jacket. The other person is in shorts. The same weather, same information, but we perceive it differently. How we feel that's going to affect us will be different. So it's the same principle. Do you understand? And speaking of these childhood traumas and things like that, if you're someone that doesn't recognize your own toxicity, it's going to come out in other ways in your life. Babe, there is no such thing as it not transcending into other areas of your life. I promise you. No such thing. If it doesn't bleed into your relationships, both platonic and romantic, which it always will, it's going to really take a profound effect on yourself. You're going to sabotage things that you may not even be aware of, okay? That can come in the form of drinking. Now, I'm not someone that drinks. I don't pass judgment on people that drink. All my friends drink. Everyone in life drinks, but one thing that I've noticed being someone that is, you know, always sober is I see the switch in some people that I have been around, you know, dating back to high school and different experiences in my life, or even just going out and observing other people's behavior, or even dating some people that do drink and things like that, that I've noticed where they go every time. Okay. That can go, they can turn into like the life of the party where they just don't care about anything and they're just reckless and like don't care. Or they can turn into like a super emotional, dramatic person that, you know, they are just trying to start a fight. They're looking for anything, you know, that's their time to really just like really be the child that they, you know, were when they were younger and not handle situations appropriately and accordingly. And of course, how can you if you are going to be inebriated? You're not going to. Or people that, you know, they probably disengage, you know, when they're, everyone has something that they do, okay? And if you pay attention closely to when people are drinking and things like that, I promise you, you're going to notice a huge and significant difference in how they are behaving when they are inebriated. They're going to turn into like their childhood traumas. I'm telling you, if this is something that I have honestly observed, they turn into like really like their childhood traumas. That's just the best way that I can put it. And it's just an observation of mine. And I realized like, wow, some people really do become their most toxic selves, you know what I mean, when they are drinking. And that's just a form, again, of that, you know, toxicity transcending into another area in their life, okay? Whatever you suppress is going to come out in some way, shape, or another, okay? And that's why we have to be very cautious of the energy that you're giving off. There's another quote that I love that says, be responsible for the energy that you're bringing into like the room or the atmosphere. And I've always loved that quote because sometimes people are extremely unaware of how they're coming off and they're so stuck on how, like what they meant when they said something as opposed to actually how it was said, okay? Sidebar right now, guys, I apologize if you hear any background noise at all. My lawnmower is currently outside and it's like throwing me off a little bit. But back to what I was saying, people can hear the same exact information, like in the example that I just gave, and literally perceive it in a different way. And yes, if people, they're unaware of what they're, you know, how they're coming off, then they're going to be focused, like I said, on what they meant instead of how they said it, not taking accountability for how it is that they are coming off. And that is another, you know, that's another toxic trait and something that people, you know, need to work on. And it's always interesting to see like how people can be overly sensitive. Like for instance, being on the internet is not an easy thing. And, but I know it's definitely my purpose and my passion 100%. And I can say like the same thing and like thousands of people can hear it. And then like, one or two people, you know, which isn't bad at all. One or two people would perceive something that I say as, you know, in a completely different way than how I meant it. And instead of me being defensive, which I never am, I just simply delete that comment or I'll respond simply just telling them, hey, no, like this is actually what I meant when I said this, as opposed to being upset that, hey, they're perceiving something a certain way, you know, at all. But my point is, an example of someone that can be stuck on how they said something instead of what they said could look like, ew, girl, like you look so gross in that outfit. And, you know, someone rightfully so would be offended by that. And then that person could think, no, like I was only saying that because I don't want you to like look bad. Like, obviously I care about you. That's why I'm saying this, or I wouldn't even bother. But one, in that case, it's honestly what you said and how you said it, as opposed to saying something like, hey, I don't really feel like that's really the most flattering on you. And I know you're one of my friends and I want you to look good. I want you to feel good and things like that. So I don't know. It's up to you. You're entirely, you know, allowed to wear whatever it is that you want. But I do feel like you would look even better in this type of outfit, and kind of give another example or something like that so that it doesn't feel like, you know, you are berating them or something like that. And that's if the person maybe asks you, because sometimes our opinions are, we don't really want to be receptive to unwarranted opinions. If someone genuinely feels like they look confident, they feel confident in something, and then that's on them, and be okay with that. It doesn't matter. It's not up, you know, for discussion as it pertains to that. But my point is, again, it's all about just identifying these toxic things, okay? Are you being a judgmental person? If your friends are going through something, and let's say you have nothing going on in your life and you have no stimulation and your friend is like venting to you about this guy and stuff, you have to be careful. Because guess what, angels? Some of the time, let's say you're venting to someone and maybe a situation isn't going well for you, you're not going to want to hear about the good things. Let's say you dealt with a guy and he ghosted you, okay? And your friend calls you up and says, oh my gosh, so-and-so is so amazing. He did this for me. He did that for me. And let's just say they don't even know that maybe a situation had happened with you and the person you're dealing with. And you're just like, oh girl, well, I mean, that's great, but didn't he like... Wasn't he talking to some other girl in her DMs the other day? Like, you're pointing out the negative, or you're being judgmental because you have nothing going on in your life and things didn't work out for you. So you feel like you're going to just highlight all the things that you feel like in that were flaws in that type of dynamic, instead of just being happy that your friends are happy. Let me tell you something, angels. You are not always going to like the individual that your friends are with. Okay, let that be clear right here and right now. You're not always going to like the individuals that your friends choose. And you know what? It's not up to you to give them hell because of that. Okay, it's not up to you. Your job is to love your friend. If she's not in harm's way physically, okay, and even like emotionally in an extreme circumstance, let me tell you something. Everyone's threshold for disrespect is going to be different. Please, like, write that down somewhere. Everyone's threshold for disrespect is going to be different. So this is where that judgmentalness can come into play, where it's like, if a guy tells you to shut up, that's like game changing for you. That's like, are you kidding me? You just told me to shut up. But to someone else, that could be like, okay, workable and fixable. Okay. For someone else, cursing at them is, you know, off limits. But for another person, it's like, okay, he just said that because he was mad. And you can't be like, girl, are you kidding me? He did this. He said that. Da, 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 da. Because you are different people. You are different people. You cannot cut off your friends for the people that may or may not even be in their life forever. Like, think about actually losing a friend over, you know what I mean? Like, and of course, these circumstances are arbitrary and they vary from person to person. But for the reality and the most part, just have that bottom, you know, underlying understanding that you're not always going to like the partners that your friends are with, and that's okay. All right. So I just want to stress to you guys, okay, that being a toxic person can come in many forms. Okay. You're going to be someone that doesn't take responsibility for things. You can find yourself to be a gaslighter. Yes. Cause we always talk about gaslighting in relationships, but you can be a gaslighter in friendships too. You know, you can say something to someone and they're like, okay, you're being sensitive, or, oh my God, you knew what I meant when I said that. Or, oh my gosh, wow, you can't even take a joke. Like, that's not funny. Or manipulating someone and exploiting emotions and pretending to be ignorant about something, or talking about people in a certain way that when they aren't present, to get someone else to believe something about them, or, you know, pressuring someone to make a decision before they're ready, or whatever the case is. It comes in many different forms, okay? What is most important, okay, is that you don't want to be someone that has these traits and more. You don't want to be a person that's negative, being judgmental, lacking responsibility, gaslighting, manipulating, and being an inconsistent person, okay? You want to be someone that is extremely self-aware, okay? And that's going to look like understanding how other people view us, okay, as well as how we see ourselves and how others see us in, you know, different experiences. And having an internal self-awareness is going to refer to how we, you know, fit in with our environment and how we impact others. And that specific self-awareness relates to how clearly we can, you know, see our own values, our passions, our aspirations and reactions, including our thoughts, feelings, behaviors, strengths, and our weaknesses. Okay. And everyone, I want to conclude with saying this, everyone has an area in their lives that they can always improve on. Nobody is perfect. And the first step to bettering yourself is just recognizing what areas of improvement that you can work on, okay? And some people are more susceptible based on their personality to possess certain negative qualities, but it's all about working on your self-awareness and growing as an individual, okay? So that is the end of this podcast episode, angels. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.